Message number 1205. They will never prevail against my church. Monday, September 1, 2014 at 20:05. My dearly beloved daughter, my spirit is very much present in my church on earth at this time as my enemies rise ferociously against it. They may scourge my body, that is my church. They may pour scorn upon the true word of God. They may sneer at the ways of the Lord, but they will never prevail against my church. My church consists of those who proclaim the true word of God and who provide the sacraments to God's people as laid down by my apostles. Only those who remain true to my teachings, my word, my body, and the holy sacrifice of the Mass as it was dictated by me can say they are of my church. My church as it stands now will be crushed, its buildings pulled down and taken over, my sacred servants thrown onto the streets where they will have to beg, and the practice of the sacrifice of the Holy Mass will be abolished. Yet my church will remain intact, although it will become a very small remnant of what it once was. The Holy Spirit of God will guide my church through the turmoil it will have to face, and so the truth will survive. Every enemy of mine will try to destroy my true church. Then they will replace it with a false one. They will create new scriptures, new sacraments, and many other blasphemies in my holy name. But my church, that is my body and my true followers, will remain as one in holy union with me. Then when it will seem to have been destroyed, burnt to the ground, the embers of my church will still flicker until the day that I come again. On that day when my church renewed in a glow and great glory is risen, and when the whole world proclaims it to be the one true church, the New Jerusalem, every good man will drink from her cup. All that was in the beginning will be in the end. All life created by God will be renewed just as it was when paradise was created for the human race. My spirit is alive and it can never die, for I am eternal life, the giver of all that man needs to live a life where death has no place. Always trust in the power of God when everything you witness in the world may seem unfair, cruel, unjust, and at times terrifying. My power will envelop the world and my love will unite all those with love in their hearts. I will banish all evil, and when my patience has been depleted, I will cast away all my enemies. I am here. I have not gone away. I guide you now on this thorny path towards my glorious kingdom. Once that day comes when I announce my second coming, all tears will be washed away. All sorrow will come to an abrupt end, and in its place will be the love, the peace, and the joy that only I, Jesus Christ, can bring you. Persevere, my little ones. Pray, 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 so that love can survive in the world and for peace to be brought to all those poor suffering innocents who are scattered around the world in war-torn countries. All of God's children belong to me, and I love every soul, every nation, and every sinner. I bring you the gift of my crusade prayers so that by reciting them you will help me to save as many souls as I can. Go in peace and love. Your Jesus.